And as the Chinese tainted milk scandal continues to unfold, medical experts are calling for a return to breastfeeding, which global health authorities agree is unquestionably better for infant feeding. The chief of communication for UNICEF China, Dale Rutstein, says that advertising is to blame for the extensive use of formula in Asia.
In the developing world, this is just such a huge market. It's a cash cow for these companies. Millions of children are born every year. More and more women are going into the workforce. There's very little information about how to support and promote breastfeeding, unfortunately. To give an example, in China in 2007, $765 million was spent on infant formula advertising. So that gives you a size of how much money is involved. This is big business at the expense of children, at the expense of babies. Now, this Sanlu case just serves to point out the inherent risks of infant formula. Infant formula is a man-made artificial process. It's primarily powdered cow's milk with a few added vitamins and minerals and a few other things. That milk has to be produced in a factory, and it's prone to all the things that food production is prone to. And in this case, we see the extreme worst example of how infant formula can introduce pathogens, can introduce toxic substances, when breastfeeding is free and perfectly hygienic and perfectly available for the child.